All right, it's 9:02. We've got the recording started. We'll call it to order. We've got Dave and John are on, Shelby and Lauren from COA, myself and Betsy, and then Matthew Cox from Spencer Fane, District Special Counsel on the bankruptcy matters. Preliminary action items, conflicts of disclosures. Our office has your conflicts on file, but if there's anything you want to update, speak up now. All right, not hearing anything. We'll move to approval of the agenda. You can see it on your screen. I'll scroll down a little bit. If it looks good, I'd entertain a motion to approve.
And making a motion to approve the agenda.
And I'll second that.
All right, thank you both. Since there are only two of you, we'll just call that the full vote. Public comment. I don't think we have any public on, but if there is, please speak up. So I'm not seeing anybody. We'll skip public comment. It gets us down to the public hearing on the final budget for 2026. We can open that at 9:03. Shelby, you want to walk the board through anything here that needs to be discussed? Any updates or anything?
Yeah, we made no updates from the tentative budget that we reviewed at the last meeting. So, unless the board would like me to run through the budget again, I think it should be pretty straightforward.
No, I'm all right. We don't need to run through the budget.
Yep, sounds good.
All right. Well, we'll note there was no public present for the hearing, and so we closed it, and then would look for a motion to approve the budget as presented.
Yeah, make a motion to approve the budget as presented.
And I'm going to second that.
All right, great. Thank you both. Shelby, did we need to do a 25 amendment? I think you may have said that at the last meeting.
Oh, let me double check, Blair. I think we do. Yeah, we do for the general fund, just for higher kind of consulting costs with some of the bankruptcy items and related items.
Okay, that's what I thought. Emily didn't get it on this agenda, so we'll send it out for.
Are you guys?
Oh, sorry,
Okay.
did I cut you off? No, okay. So we'll get that out to everybody, and it'll just be that issue. Shelby, anything else you want to cover on your side of things?
No, I don't think anything else from my side today.
Okay. Next item up on action items is the November 10th, 2025 meeting minutes. I can pull those up if they look good and entertain a motion to approve them.
Yeah, I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
And I'll second that.
All right, thank you, John. All right, next item is the annual administrative resolution. And setting the 2026 regular meeting dates. I'll pull that up and scroll through it. As you may be familiar with this, but basically it sets forth what our office does and what Shelby's does to keep the district compliant throughout the year. Has the reminders in here about the board trainings if you haven't done those yet. We'll fill in the officers unless you have any changes you want to make. We'd keep it the same as what it has been. The main area we need your input on is number 17 here, the regular meeting schedule. So we need to have quarterly meetings, and then we'd have, I think, a fifth meeting at the end to adopt the final budget. So we've got this kind of set up as the last 2 weeks of the month in each quarter, just to try and make it easy. So if we want to go through calendars and put these out there, that'd be great. And then we can get the invites sent out after the meeting for you. So the first one we'd be looking at is the last 2 weeks of January. That'd be the week of the 19th or the 26th.
Yeah, either's fine for me.
Yeah, same with me. Either one.
Okay, so I'll just throw out Wednesday the 21st at 9 a.m. All right. And then looking ahead to April, that would be the week of the 20th or 27th. Again, throughout the 22nd, 422 at 9 a.m. works for me.
If we could do the 27th, Sorry, that week's bad for me.
No worries. So that would be the Wednesday, the 29th at 9 a.m. Does that work?
That's great.
Right.
Let's go, mate.
Right. So then to July. That would be the week of the 20th or the 27th.
Let's do the 27th.
Okay. So that would be July 29th. Is that Wednesday? We could do 9 a.m. again just to keep it consistent.
Sounds good.
Right. And then what are we at now? October. And Shelby, is this all working for you? I want to make sure. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, speak up if it doesn't. So October 19th that week or the 26th. Again, both of these look good.
Let's do the 19th on that one.
Okay, so that would be the 21st of October. 9 a.m. again work. And then we have the last one, which would be November to wrap up things for the year-end budget. We've got that kind of first 2 weeks. So it'd be November 2nd week or the 9th. So Wednesday the 4th or Wednesday the 11th.
Let's do the fourth.
So 11:04 at 9 a.m. All right, great. Thanks for working through that. That's much easier than sending 100 emails back and forth. All right. Anything else in here you want me to touch on? Speak up. We've got this kind of plug number here for maximum spends outside of board meetings. I don't know, Shelby, if that looks good to you. If the board has any opinions on that.
Larry, I guess my only comment on that, I don't know if this really applies, is that I think insurance is coming in closer to 5,000 from what I've seen on some other districts. So I don't know if that really applies here.
Okay.
If so, maybe we consider increasing that to align more closely with the insurance cost.
Okay. 5,500, does that give you a little cushion?
Yeah.
Okay.
The board's comfortable with that, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Dave, John, does that sound all right?
Sounds good.
All right, perfect. Well, with those additions, I'd entertain a motion to approve the annual administrative resolution.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the annual administrative resolution as presented.
And I'll second that.
Right, great. Thank you both. All right, that gets us down to number six here, which is set up as a closed session. We've got Matthew on. And I was thinking we'd do this as a closed session under Utah Code 52.4.205.1A and C to consider legal strategy related to the bankruptcy. So I'm going to turn off the main recording that we have to post to the UPN, and I'll record the closed session separately. So just give me a second.
Blair, just before you turn off, I think Utah law requires just a yes/no vote and to record the votes going into the closed session.
Okay, sounds good. So we'll record that then on this main one and then shut it off. So with that, I'd entertain a motion to enter into closed session for the reasons given on the agenda.
Yeah, make a motion to enter into closed session for the reasons given on the agenda.
Right.
I'll second it.
All right, thank you both. So it's 9:11, and we'll go ahead and turn off the general recording and record the rest separately. All right, 9:31, we are out of closed session, back in the open session. We are on item 7 of the agenda, discussion items. Anything to discuss before we adjourn?
Nope, not for me.
All right, then I'd entertain a motion to adjourn at 9:32.
I make a motion to adjourn this meeting at 9:32.
And I second it.
All right, thank you both.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
Nice to
Appreciate
meet
it.
you all.
Take care. Bye.
See you.